This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, October 7th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Jason Bishop's here.
Yes, sir.
And a happy Eric Bickle, because it's another Victory Monday.
You know what to
brought
do,
to you
Cakes.
By Chenega Mios, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.
Bank 7, number 44, is getting a lot of use of late, especially in the last month.
Pew, pew,
which
pew,
is good. Pew, 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 explosives, pew. Love them.
Love it.
You know what's fun? Winning is fun, obviously. Scoring points is fun. I mean, from watching so many bad Commanders games, especially under Ron Rivera of late,
God,
just a
brutal
slog, gross
so
games.
Bad. One of the worst coaches ever.
It's fun scoring 30 points a week.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun to score points?
Well, winning is the biggest thing.
Sure, I said
winning is the biggest thing.
I said
thing.
Winning first.
The last time that they won like this.
Scoring points helps you win.
The last time they won like this to start a season was 2008. Now, that season didn't end the way that you wanted it to.
Mm, yep.
But that's when we printed up horny for Zorny t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Because we were caught in that wave.
Yeah, we were.
The horny for Zorny era.
Got swept up.
It was short-lived, but it's just fun.
I remember those first few checks. They were dumb. I was like, wow, I'm going to build a beach house with these horny for Zorny sales. Again, short-lived.
What can we come up with, like, Jones and for Jaden? Like, what can we come up with?
I don't know. We're chopping the pot with the company.
I know.
Mean, it's not worth it. Is it worth it?
No, probably not.
I mean, I'm sure they're selling a boatload of Jaden t-shirts at thefanshop.com.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're flying off the shelves.
Well, it's just that line was disrespectful. It bothered me all week. there are no guarantees. Upsets happen. I mean, you know,
saw it yesterday.
There's a bunch of them, but
also the Browns stink.
The Browns offense is one of the worst I've ever seen.
Deshaun Watson needs to just be cut or certainly benched.
Stefanski's adamant that he's going to keep rolling with Deshaun Watson.
That's called coaching diplomacy, JP. If you can't see through that, like watching him in the presser talking about, well, I have to coach better and the players have to play better, and just. I mean, that's.
Well, I don't think he got a lot of help from his O-line, to be honest with you.
No, they didn't help. There
they were not
a lot
good.
Of help.
His QBR was an 8.5.
No, he's got all.
I'm surprised it was that high.
The Browns, I mean, if unless they're just bad at putting a football team on the field, they have to be picking a quarterback.
Well, then he just walks off the field.
Right, though, because they had too many men in the huddle, and all they could have done was call a timeout.
I understand, but you just don't walk off the field. I mean, how uncoachable do you look?
His body language is awful. Yeah. Like, no, it's just...
Look, and Stefan and whoever was calling the plays, I mean, they were clueless, mm-hmm. but I don't think you just walk off the field.
I think he just was resigned to he knew... You know what?
He didn't want to be.
You could tell he didn't want to be there.
He didn't.
He did not want to be on that field yesterday.
But that's the Browns. Yep. You have to bask in this.
Oh yeah.
One player came to this team that changed the trajectory of this franchise, probably for the next decade plus.
As long as he can stay
healthy. Jaden Daniels has changed the equation.
He's the truth.
He's changed everything.
Yeah.
You look up north, and that's their next opponent, the Baltimore Ravens, and you see what Lamar Jackson has meant to that franchise year after year, and that's what should happen here for the Washington Commanders. They should be a perennial playoff contender so long as Jaden Daniels is healthy and under center.
Oh, by the way, 72% to make the playoffs as of today.
Yeah, but long way to go.
I understand.
Long way to go.
Your Washington Commanders, as of right now, 72%.
I just want to.
That's a good number.
I just want to put up a good fight against the Ravens.
Absolutely.
Try to find a way to stop Henry.
Whereas before the season started, we looked at that game and said, "Well, that game's not winnable." Now you feel like you can compete in that game.
You can definitely put up points against them.
I mean, their pass defense is leaky.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with them, but you just got to assume we're going to lose that one.
I do in the back of my brain, yeah. But now I feel like,
hey, you're not allowed to do that this week. You're not allowed to do the we're gonna lose. Mm. The scripts change. You're 4-1. Right. You got to go into every game.
That's a good point. You know what? Because a lot of people leading into the Browns game were like, "Oh, I hope they can play against the Browns' fearsome defense."
Yeah, there's no more moral victories. You got a 4-1 team.
Shoved it on.
That ship has sailed.
No, I'm not looking for a moral victory. Just to think that we're gonna probably lose the game. Sorry. I think I picked the Ravens to win it all.
Hey, but it's a victory Monday. We're not worried about the Ravens yet. That's like 6 days away.
Okay, so am I wrong? I'm thinking they're going to be a perennial playoff contender so long as number five stays upright.
You're not wrong thinking that at all.
It's such a different spot.
The way, when you find a franchise quarterback, that becomes your mindset.
Well, also just all the pieces around them are helping. I mean, the offensive line has just been a revelation.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They've been really good.
The way they're playing, creating holes, getting way out in front.
They're road grading people.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. Cliff Kingsbury's play calling, you know, since about the second half of week two has been ridiculous. Bucky just sent me a text.
Bucky!
He looks like a genius now.
The new T-shirt, Stiff for Cliff.
Stiff for Cliff.
That might work.
It's not bad.
It might work.
Yeah.
We can think about it.
It's a good rhyming scheme.
Well, and then Jaden just has the ability to outrun everybody.
Right.
And the last few weeks, he's making more plays out of the pocket, throwing the ball downfield. That throw to Terry McLaurin.
It should have been a sack. I mean, most quarterbacks get sacked on that play. Mm-hmm. He evades the pressure and just throws a dime.
No, he made so many good throws.
He's been awesome.
The interception sucked, but that's just part of the game.
Right.
Yep.
And
we kind of knew that was
happening. You're going to throw interceptions.
Sure. Yeah. Rookies throw interceptions. You know what? Veterans also throw interceptions.
And then how about the defense getting to the opposing QBs the last 2 weeks?
I don't know what to make of it.
11 times. Quinn said they were close.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. Maybe he's right. We'll find out next week. I don't want to jump ahead.
Watson was a statue back there, but still, they're still putting pressure on him.
Yeah. Five games in, Jaden Daniels has completed 77% of his passes. Only the four touchdown passes, but has four touchdown runs, and he's run for 300 yards already.
Right.
He's going to run for 1,000 yards.
Yeah. I mean, he rushed for over 80 yards yesterday. He's going to have 10 carries per game. As long as he's healthy, that's what takes. What he does. Yes.
Can you get the bet book out? Sure. I think there was one guy in here that had them 4-1 after five. I believe there's one guy in here.
I'm very distraught that I don't have my pick-by-pick here.
Yeah, you're out of this. Yeah, you're out of this loop.
EB has dub, loss, dub. You do have them 4-1 now.
4-1. I think I got them conflated the first two backwards.
Yeah, you had them beating Tampa and the Giants and losing to the Bengals.
Right.
I think you would change your overall pick and move it closer to Cakes' predictions.
in terms of playoffs and wins. Well, I did at the time. I just didn't want to get carried away. Yeah, I even put the asterisk.
Yeah, there's one guy here with 10 with double-digit wins, and that's, well, that's point right over here.
I don't know
here.
How you got there because you don't have the week-to-weeks.
No, it's on the audio. Valdez has it. He's the show archivist.
Oh, okay.
He definitely has it.
All right.
Lock.
All right.
But we didn't think they would be this good.
No.
Nope.
I mean, you could predict 10 wins, but you didn't think they would be this good, certainly offensively.
No.
Jaden just looks so comfortable in the offense.
They're the
he's a stud.
They're the second highest scoring team in the league behind only the Saints. And the Saints haven't played their week, what is this,
five
game? Yeah,
we actually went up in our scoring average because we were at 30.5.
Yeah.
We scored 32. By my math, that goes up a little bit.
Scored 34.
Yeah. 34.
And they could have scored more, but for the red zone interception. They were knocking on the door right there.
34 points, just kind of ho-hum.
Yeah.
Now you expect like 38 or 40.
And that's putting in Marcus Mariota with basically a quarter left.
Oh, yeah, that was a joke.
The human victory cigar, Marcus Mariota.
He cements the notion that it's a completely different team with
you
a different quarterback.
How great it is just to see backups come in the fourth quarter.
I mean, I've never
that you're
seen
just,
that.
You're humiliating your opponent to the point
like a college
where
move.
You have vanquished them, and they are waving the white flag. And you say, you know what? You guys are so terrible. We're going to throw Marcus Mariota at you.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Dravy, well, are you?
You saw the body language of the Browns.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the defensive guys.
Yeah.
Well, they were pounding the carpet after you know, they Jaden would elude them.
Right.
Dravy, are you sold yet?
No.
Wow.
No. Just keep saying no because he's going to ask you every week.
What do you want me to say? Yeah, he's a Super Bowl champion, a great legend, greatest ever.
No, he's a stud.
I told you he's playing well. What do you mean?
No. Beyond he's playing well. You're acting like it's potentially a fluke.
Well, I mean, you're going to create a bronze statue already?
Not a bronze statue, but
he's
just know.
Very well.
Just know we got our guy.
The plans are
I'm
in place.
I'm happy you got your guy.
Yeah, we got our guy.
Don't put this
he's
out as I'm some Jaden hater. I've never
you're,
said
no,
anything
no, just
bad
like,
about
I don't know what you're waiting for before you're willing to go out on that limb and say, you know what, he's legit.
He has to kiss a toilet today. He's bitter.
Yeah, he's not happy.
No, what gets me bitter is that people are painting me out as some Jaden hater. That would actually get me bitter.
I'm not saying you're a hater. I'm not saying you're a hater. I just want you to acknowledge, like, what does it need? Like, how many games before? What is your eye for talent?
But why do you care? Why do you care what he says? Or
because
thinks?
I just want him to admit that he's the real deal, and he's very good.
He's playing very well.
He's playing well. Like that means he's playing well. Obviously, he's playing well. I want you to say he's good. He's the real deal.
Don't say it.
He doesn't even have to say it. Just look at his face. You know that he knows it. He just
doesn't want to say it in front of you.
He just don't want to admit it.
He's dug in.
He's like, the real deal. It took me one preseason throw. That's how elite my skills are.
I know you down the sideline.
A blind squirrel. You evaluated the last 9 quarterbacks. So
this one throw.
he's playing great. What do you want me to say? He's very talented.
He's the real deal. That's what I want you to say. He's the real deal. I don't want you to say Super Bowl champion. I don't want a statue.
I don't know what that means.
No, no.
I don't know what that means.
Here's what he should say. Jaden Daniels is a top 7 quarterback in the league already.
I don't know where he ranks amongst the other guys. I don't know where he ranks among the other guys. I don't even care.
He played a lot better than those other top 7s yesterday.
I mean, I'm not saying there's a parade. I'm just saying we got our guy. He's the real deal. I'm not saying there's Super Bowl champs. I'm not saying there's a statue. I'm not saying he's going to the Hall of Fame. I'm saying he's the real deal. I want you to say he's the real deal.
I'm not going
to
say that.
You're just saying he's kind of playing good, kind of lucky. It'll come back
to you're just making him root against them.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
What are you doing?
You're making him root against them.
Don't do this.
Who did you pick this week?
What do you mean? I picked the Browns.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. You think I care about JP's dumb handout thing? last minute pick a winner? I don't care about that.
All right, so.
You picked a horrible team, though. Just admit you picked a horrible team. Do
you realize that I picked the Browns because everyone else picked the Commanders and I'm trying to make up games?
I do remember that.
Speaking of toilets, that's what I think of JP's, hey, give me a quick winner of this game.
Look, it's mine.
And a score.
I score and put a graphic created, out so everyone can have
I created that.
I don't care either. You think I care
today's
about that graphic?
Today's not about me. I'll sit here until 8:59 until I kiss a toilet. Till at 9 a.m.
I mean, I don't know why you agreed to that. That's crazy.
Because I'm radio instincts, dummy. Okay. I'm the real deal at that. How about that?
By the way, you keep touting yourself as this elite talent evaluator. He was pick number two. It's not like you discovered some fifth round pick.
No, I'm just,
and like, hey, I've looked at all these guys, and I got an obscure guy out there that they should take.
I never said that.
He was an unbelievable player last year in college.
Took one throw, one play in the preseason and said, oh, he's the real deal.
Right.
That's all it took.
Right. One
throw. They drafted him number two.
Who cares? A lot of number twos have been busts.
Yeah, they've been number
two. It didn't mean anything to me. Obviously, he was talented.
He should be good, and he's better than good.
I also
he's
said
the
this.
Ultimate.
By the way, the number one pick played pretty well yesterday too. Yes, yeah. He did.
Yeah. I don't care about him. We got our guy. Much rather have our guy.
Talvin Evaluator. You didn't think he was going to run that often.
Yeah.
No, I said he was going to run.
You didn't think he was going to run that much.
No, I said he was going to run when it breaks down.
Who said he's going to run like 10 or 12 times a game? This guy, look.
That's largely what he does. He runs when it breaks down.
I took the over on 8.5 per game.
Of course.
Jason, remember I told you that this quarterback class, they're all going to end up being good? Well, so far the three guys that are playing pretty well.
Now, Bo Nix is
number. I mean, he's got a great defense.
He's not lighting the world on fire, but he's playing fine. He's playing fine.
He has more interceptions than touchdowns. Now, he's coming around.
I don't know. He had 3-0 yesterday, so I don't know where that puts him.
I think 2.
He played pretty well yesterday. He did. He played well yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
But why does it come down to that? Who cares what you predicted? He's obviously very good.
You
didn't see him play one time in college.
What does that mean?
You don't play. You don't see any of these guys playing college.
What does that mean? It means nothing.
Well, just start watching college football more, so you know who's going
to
be good.
Watching college football.
Why? Yeah, who cares? It's irrelevant to me.
College football is so much, in my opinion, it's so much better. It's so much better.
Okay, for you. For me, I'm pro football guy. I'm pro football guy.
Anyway, so I can't believe.
Why are we so testy on a Victory Monday?
I don't know. He starts it.
I just want to acknowledge that he's the real deal.
Listen,
just because your guys lost, you're bitter.
I watched him in Arizona State.
Brock Purdy sucked yesterday, by the way. He sucked.
Well, and you have the hottest team in football, and Drabs on your brain.
Yeah.
No, that's all I was thinking about.
He's not on my brain. I want him to admit it. You just won't admit it.
I completely forgot that he said he was going to kiss the toilet. I didn't even think about that until I just sat down.
It's just such a dumb thing. But okay.
I can't believe he's doing that today.
I know. I'll go in there and fart on the toilet or whatever.
Go get your fiber. Build up in the next few hours. Let her rip.
I assume.
Oh, and I got lucky because I bet two guys, one listener and one my buddy.
Okay.
I gave them odds. My buddy, I gave him 3-1 odds. My 150 to his 50 bucks that they wouldn't score 38 points.
Okay.
And the other
get lucky.
The other guy gave 4-1, they wouldn't score 40.
Okay.
I got so hooked.
Yeah, you did.
that Mariota came into the game. Because if Jaden's still in the game, they're scoring another touchdown.
You're probably right.
And I lose both bets.
Yep.
So I did get hooked that they were blowing the Browns out and they could pull them.
All right, it is a Victory Monday presented by Chenega Miles, a 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers.miOS.com. We got our colleague checking today. We'll talk to Craig Hoffman from the Craig Hoffman Show on the Team 980 coming up at 8:20. John Keim, who covers the Commanders for ESPN.com, joins us at 7. We'll open up the phone lines next. Do you want to bask in the win? 4-1 start atop the NFC East. Euphoria here in D.C. 800-636-1067 is how you can reach us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Same number on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.